Hello, this is Tyra Banks for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Essence. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine Online. Is human braiding hair safer than synthetic? This new study says no. The latest Consumer Reports study found human hair is more toxic than synthetic, and one synthetic brand that's actually the safest overall. This article is by India S.B. Jones. Last year, Consumer Reports conducted a study that found carcinogens, a substance that can increase the risk of cancer, in 10 popular synthetic braiding hair brands. The study raised questions about the standards of braiding hair, the risks black women unknowingly take, and if there's even a solution available at all. Spoiler, there is. But in their latest study, one thing's for certain, human hair is shockingly not it. Our test demonstrated that human hair has far higher levels of lead than any other products that we've tested. Director of Product Safety Research and Testing at Consumer Reports, Dr. James Rogers, tells Essence. We don't think human hair represents a safer alternative. In leading the study, Rogers tested 30 braiding hair products across human, plant-based, and synthetic categories, including brands people specifically asked him to evaluate, like Gayal and Rebundle, using a hand-to-mouth risk assessment. His findings showed all but one sample contained heavy metals with lead detected in 29 of the 30 products. And human hair was by far the worst offender. YWIG's water wave bulk, for example, contained the highest amount of lead of all products tested, hitting exponentially higher than the level CR considers concerning. In fact, all 9 human hair products tested, including Yummy Extensions, Shake and Go, and Sensational, contain the highest lead levels by far. It's worth noting the study's risk is found using a hand-to-mouth assessment rather than an inhalation or dermal exposure. This means the claims, for example, are measured by the risk of your braider using their mouth to separate strands, braiding while eating, or even you touching your braids then your mouth throughout the month. While you're not eating your braids, the study's percentage level of concern is equal to 25 grams of hair or a tennis ball's worth. Rogers says their concern is a projected accumulation of exposure, including the risk of heating the hair by burning or dipping your ends and braiding too tightly, causing exposure through microlesions. The hand-to-mouth model was the best model for us to try to determine the risk, he claims. But we also said exposure is probably additive, which means the amount of heavy metals you're exposed to through braiding hair adds up. In that case, while human hair is often posed as safer than synthetic, Rogers proposed there's at least 2 reasons why it's not. First, the women who grow and sell their hair may be exposed to high levels of lead in their environment, diet, and water, which then accumulates in their hair. Secondly, once the hair is sold, it is further processed through dyeing and chemical treatments, like for adding texture. Meanwhile, plant-based brands who claim to be non-toxic and free of heavy metals and carcinogens, like Rebundle, whose hair is made from banana plant fibers, still contained lead. However, it was the 10th lowest of the 30 products and did not contain detectable arsenic or cadmium. Lead is an environmental metal that can occur at low levels in soil and plant-derived materials. Rebundle CEO Ciarimani May told Consumer Reports in response to the findings about the hair. We are actively reviewing the findings and investigating potential sources, including raw material inputs and environmental exposure. But with the majority of braiding hair products posing a risk to black women's health, there is still one brand that didn't contain any detectable heavy metals at all, Dosso Beauty. While every product contained VOCs like acetone, of the now 40 products that we've tested, it has the lower amounts of heavy metals, Rogers says. I recommend it to my daughter if she's concerned about heavy metals because she gets her hair braided all the time. Although heavy metals like lead may be difficult to avoid, Dasso Beauty is proof braiding hair can be manufactured more responsibly. According to them, their cleanse Cancalon fiber has been tested through 2 clinical trials, 3 including this one, to certify that it is free of lead, mercury, cadmium, hexavalent, chromium, flame retardants, and after consumer reports, arsenic. And unlike most braiding hair on the market, it's itch-free and non-irritating because of it. That demonstrates to us that the artificial braiding hair can be made safer, Roger says, which is the entire point of the study. With Dasso Beauty using their findings to leverage their position in the braiding hair market, Roger says it pushed pressure on the other brands to raise their standards. You're voting with your dollars for safer products because Black women's health is worth it. Op-ed. Running a Black bookstore isn't easy, but the mission is bigger than the business. From community trust to cultural storytelling, one bookstore owner explains why Black bookstores operate with a mission that goes beyond profit. And this article is by Dr. Nishikir Griffin L. Imagine waiting for months to attend your first bookseller's conference with people who run bookstores across the country, all convening to discuss how to operate an amazing bookstore. Yes, it was an amazing experience, but imagine on the day you were ready and expecting to acquire knowledge from these sessions to advance your store, but the most impactful conversation occurs not in a session, but in a hallway. At the end of the third day of American Booksellers Association Winter Institute, I walked on a long hallway to head home and saw Black bookstore owner of Source Booksellers, Mrs. Janet Webster Jones, whom I affectionately called Mama Janet through the conference. She is a warm and nurturing mama figure. She and I sat on a bench and talked for nearly an hour. Throughout the conversation, I found myself listening intently as if I was an elementary school age student waiting to get the next powerful knowledge anecdote to implement in my life and business. When the conversation ended, I headed home, but I couldn't stop thinking about how she inspired me to articulate the purposes of a Black bookstore. Last week, the National Association of Black Bookstores, which was founded by Kevin Johnson, released the State of Bookstores report. There are 306 Black bookstores in 14 states across the United States, and 36% operate without a brick-and-mortar location. Of all indie bookstores, only 8% are Black-owned. The number may be small, but our impact is mighty. Our philosophical foundation is rooted in helping people transform themselves and their worlds. That's why our return on investment, or ROI, doesn't work in traditional ways. Instead, we focus on purposeful profit, making a difference. When we host story times at community events, lead engaging read-alouds in schools, or curate book lists for parents and educators, we measure success by our inspirational impact, not just by profit. This focus on impact shapes what the Black bookstore means to the community. It serves as a dream out loud workspace. From my youth, Black bookstores were communal places where people engaged in dialogue pressing issues impacting Black people, reflected on ideas to eradicate those problems, imagined what the world could become if those ideas were realized, and when the conversations got too serious, people would find time to laugh about the good old days. For parents, walking into a Black bookstore is like stepping into a time machine. Picking up a book can spark memories of their own childhood and inspire them to support their children's journeys. Central to this experience is trust. The Black bookstore is a trust-based institution. When I help parents, caregivers, or relatives select books, I don't see it as a transaction. The first step in building trust is listening, asking questions to truly understand what book might best serve a child's dreams and needs. This dedication to understanding and support is why the Black bookstore is a place where parents invest in their children's dreams. When I see the same families at different events, they often share stories about how a book they purchased has inspired their child. One day I was at an event and the photographer was a guy who brought a book for me. I said, "You brought the Malcolm Little book?" And with a smile, he said, "Yes." Then he proceeded to tell me about how his son loved the other book, Love in My Veins, too. These moments of connection turn customers into a community, all built on the foundation of trust. Beyond trust, the Black bookstore is also a curator of culturally relevant stories by and about Black people. As a child, my mother took me to Black bookstores all throughout Philadelphia, like No Self Bookstore, Hakeem's Bookstore, and Basic Black Books. There I could choose books that featured characters that looked like me, experiences that inspired me to become who I am today. I remember buying a comic titled Brother Man, which was the first time I remember with a black male protagonist who was a superhero. And that made me think I too could be a superhero. Now I strive to create the same opportunities for young readers, stocking our store with books that help them dream big. Some may wonder, if black bookstores focus on books with black characters or about black people, how do they serve everyone? The answer is clear. As the bookstore owner, Yvonne Blake from Hakeem's Bookstore, put it, we educate and teach people about the history that is so often hidden or not told to, not just African Americans, but everyone. Moreover, it's vital for children of all backgrounds to read books by black authors to counter negative stereotypes often seen in TV, social media, and movies. Through stories that showcase black characters in their fullness, young readers can begin to see black people in all their humanity, making the possibility of true equality more real and attainable. In the end, black bookstores are led by people who see their work as a calling. This work is about serving black people and humanity as a whole. During the recent American Booksellers Conference in Pittsburgh, I met black bookstore owner of Source Booksellers, Mrs. Janet Webster Jones, owner of Source Booksellers, a black bookstore. And she reminded me that we don't own bookstores for profit. We do it to serve. Whether we sell out or sell some books, or our commitment to making the world a better, more beautiful place stays the same. Five things to know about Marseille Martin's beau, Raja Carruth. The very cute couple made their first industry event appearance at Beyoncé and Jay-Z's esteemed post-Oscars gold party. In case you didn't realize it, former Blackish star Marseille Martin is grown now. Our Essence Black Women in Hollywood host, 21, is old enough to go to Red Carpet Official with her boyfriend, and she seems to have bagged her a good one. The G20 star popped out with her man, NASCAR driver Raja Carruth, for their first industry event since confirming her relationship status last year. Photographed together at Beyoncé and Jay-Z's glamorous gold party, which took place after the Oscars, the doting couple looked cheerful and fly. Here's five things to know about him and what she said about their connection. Sealed with a kiss. Martin confirmed her relationship with Carruth, 23, during a Breakfast Club interview in June 2025. The actress announcing she was off the market confirmed fan suspicions, which began in 2024 when Carruth was pictured warmly kissing Martin on the head during the Wright Brand 250 race in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The following year, they were spotted together at a NASCAR event, further leading fans to believe they were in a relationship. And they were right. My man, my man, my man. He's the best, Martin said of her racer boo during the Breakfast Club interview. He's my patience. He's my stability, she added. During the interview, the actress praised the NASCAR driver's emotional intelligence, a quality she and many others are looking for in a partner. A lot of men kind of lack vulnerability in being able to have that emotion, to have this kind of stance of what a man should look like, the producer explained. Martin, who became the youngest executive producer in Hollywood history at the age of 14 with her work on the comedy Little, also described her man as a special person who is emotional, vulnerable, and understanding. Common characteristics. They seem like the perfect pairing considering they're both young and successful, focused on scaling their respective careers. Like Marseille, Carruth began his career at a young age. He began racing as a 16-year-old. An innovative start. The athlete, who was raised between Washington, D.C. and Brooklyn, New York, got his start by mastering virtual racing. Eventually, his talent was recognized and he was accepted into NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program. All he does is win. In 2020, Carruth made history as the first African-American driver to win a late model race at Greenville Pickens Speedway. The winning streak didn't stop because in 2024, he became the third African-American driver to win a race in NASCAR's National Touring Series. We aren't sure details surrounding how the couple met, but we are glad to see them going strong. A Latto confirms pregnancy and soft launches a romance with 21 Savage. And this article is by Elizabeth Ayula. Social media users have a special gift for breaking celebrity news before the talent does. Essence Festival of Culture 2026 performer Latto has confirmed she's pregnant, proving the fans who called it right. The 27-year-old rapper revealed her pregnancy via the cover art and lead single from her upcoming album, Big Mama. Big Mama, the album, 529, she wrote in the caption. Business and personal intro, song and video out now. Thank you, God. Releasing May 29th, the cover shows the rapper wearing a sheer black crop top, bump on display while holding a baby cheetah, which is very on-brand for the mom-to-be, who is a known fan of cheetah print. Latto also revealed her bump in the music video for her latest single, Business and Personal. In the video, the rapper makes reference to being a mom with the lyrics, Maybach, that's the Benz of the day, car seat, got a kid on the way. We also see a surprise hand on Latto's belly, holding her bump, and of course, fans wasted no time tracking down the owner of the hand. It seemingly belongs to rapper 21 Savage. For years, fans have been speculating that the Big Energy MC was dating the rapper, born Shea Ben Abraham Joseph, but she initially confirmed rumors in September. When TMZ asked whether she was tired of hearing rumors about her dating the Grammy winner, she replied, "No, my man, my man, my man." They were also spotted vacationing together in August 2025. The signs of the two dating have been there for some time. Digital detectives spotted a Shea tattoo behind Latto's ear in 2023. In terms of when rumors started, Latto and 21 did their first collab together, Pull Up, in 2020, and that sparked the conversation. They did a second collab, Wheelie, which featured on Latto's 777 album in 2022. Before dropping her pregnancy news at midnight, Latto shared a teaser with fans who quickly put the puzzle pieces together. In a snippet of her walking in black stilettos and bottle feeding a baby cheetah milk, she says, "I ain't go missing. I had to give y'all time to miss me," in a voiceover. "Before you run the game, you gotta take baby steps to go the distance. Home to the studio, studio back home." The voiceover continued, "Listening to every beat, feeling every kick. Ever since I was a little girl, I always dreamed of having my own. Big Mama, but this time the stakes way bigger." The teaser concluded with the word midnight against a black screen and Latto saying, "Now it's on me to deliver," alongside a heartbeat-like sound. Congratulations to the star. From diapers to dorms, these celeb kids are heading to college this fall. See which stars are celebrating soon-to-be graduates as they head off to conquer college and beyond this fall. And this article is by Elizabeth Ayula. Parents spend almost two decades raising kids from infancy to young adulthood. One goal amongst the vast majority is to ensure they're self-sufficient, well-rounded individuals. It can be twice as hard to achieve these goals as a parent when your kids grow up under the spotlight. Nonetheless, we've watched and covered multiple celeb kids go from diapers to caps and gowns over the years. This year, another wave of celeb babies turn young adults are college bound, and their parents couldn't be prouder. They'll be studying a range of subjects, from sociology to criminology, and carving out their own paths as they transition out of their teen years. We're excited to see where their journeys take them in coming years. Check out a growing list of black celebrity children and the colleges they're committing to. Sarah Marley. Lauryn Hill and Ron Marley's gorgeous daughter Sarah is headed to the University of Miami in the fall. The senior plans on studying sociology during her time at the institution. The teen will be a legacy enrollee because the University of Miami is Rohan's alma mater and where his football career flourished. "The next chapter after high school, of course, it's the University of Miami," he wrote of Sarah's journey in a post last fall. "The place that shaped me long before you ever knew my name. A place filled with dreams, challenges, friendships, and moments that helped me become the person I am today. It's my alma mater, and it holds a special corner of my heart." He added, "I want to show it to you not because I expect you to follow my path, but because I want you to see where I learned to believe in myself. I want you to walk the same paths I once walked, feel the energy of possibility in the air, and know that you can build your own future wherever your heart leads you. We do bleed orange and green." Hendrix Hart. Kevin and Tori Hart's son Hendrix is also heading down south. Hendrix has committed to the University of Tennessee, set to be part of the school's track and field program, while he'll be a sprinter. The comedian and father ecstatically shared the news on Instagram in a post. "Proud of you, son. The sky is the limit," Hart wrote. "Continue to raise your personal bar. I can't wait to see what you do next. We all love you, champ." Kevin shared several images from a photo shoot where the teen posed in the Tennessee track uniform alongside his famous father and little brother Kenzo. This is the actor's second child to leave the nest and go to college. In 2023, his eldest kid, Heaven Hart, whom he also shares with ex-wife Tori, started undergraduate studies at Loyola Marymount University. Heaven Epps. Rapper 2 Chainz and his wife Keisha Ward's oldest daughter, Heaven Epps, will be attending Howard University in the fall. The 17-year-old has been accepted into the school's criminology program as part of the class of 2030. "I'm so proud of you, Heaven. You are truly a sweetheart," Ward wrote on Instagram on a post of the teen sitting in a room adorned with bison memorabilia. "You have given me nothing but joy these wonderful 17 years on this earth, and I thank God every day for blessing me with you. I'm also so grateful he surrounded you with such amazing friends who came over and decorated for you. We love you, Heaven." More to come. Eight products from Dosso Beauty to keep your braids fresh and scalp healthy. Using the right products to maintain your hair is key to minimizing breakage and maintaining growth. This article is by Elizabeth Ayula. Using the right products to maintain your hair is key to minimizing breakage and maintaining growth. Braids have been a hairstyle across cultures for thousands of years, offering both beauty and practicality for all hair types. From classic 3-strand plaits to intricate box braids and cornrows, this versatile style continues to evolve while remaining timeless. Beyond aesthetics, braids are a protective style many women with textured hair turn to when they want to give their hair a break. It can help shield your hair from daily manipulation, heat, and environmental damage that can lead to breakage. However, maintaining braids properly is just as important as the installation itself. Neglecting your scalp and hair while braided can lead to buildup, dryness, and even hair loss. A solid maintenance routine includes regular moisturizing, scalp care, edge protection, and knowing when it's time to take your braids down. Whether you're a newcomer to braids or a seasoned pro, understanding how to care for your style will keep your hair healthy and braids fresh. Thankfully, the brand Dosso Beauty, founded by Khadija Dosso, caters to braids of all kinds and offering them TLC needed to last. And they can all be found on We Love Us Shop, a marketplace powered by Essence that supports Black creators. First is Dosso Beauty Braid Shampoo. Sometimes your braids just need a little refresh after buildup and product overload. This braid shampoo from Dosso Beauty can help with that. It can both cleanse your hair and maintain moisture, which is necessary when wearing protective styles. There's also Dosso Beauty Braid Control Gel. Flyaways and frizz are real and can make your braids look messy prematurely. This braid control gel uses an organic blend to hydrate and tame your style. The Dosso Beauty Satin Braid Bonnet. To keep your edges laid while also protecting your braids while you sleep. Dosso Beauty Rice Water Braid Spray. Rice water is known to promote hair growth, so using it while you have a protective style can be helpful. Dosso Beauty Rat Tail Comb. Good braids begin with precise parts. Only a good comb can make that possible. This affordable rat tail comb can help you make clear parts while also protecting your hair from damage during styling. A bonus is rat tail combs can be used to achieve the perfect edges and to help mold pixie cuts too. Dosso Beauty Organic Edge Control Gel. This gel ensures you lay your edges without the breakage. Also doesn't leave white residue like many others. Dosso Beauty 28 Inches 3 Bundle Pack Non-Toxic Hypoallergenic Braiding Hair. Synthetic braiding hair can contain toxic chemicals like carcinogens and heavy metals, but this hair does not and has a myriad of colors for you to choose from. Dosso Beauty Edge Brush with Metal End. Depending on the type of braid style you get, laying your edges may be a big part of upkeep. This black edge brush is designed just for that and is lightweight and can easily be used for detangling and brushing edges and flyaways. We have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I am Tyra Banks, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.